KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly sunny skies, 69 degrees. We look for skies to be partly to mostly cloudy today, with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said Thursday that 11 state police and highway patrol agencies concluded the 8-day effort to eliminate fatalities across the nation all along the 2,900 miles of Interstate 80. At midnight, July 31st is when that concluded. The Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau has received information indicating that two fatalities occurring during the 8-day enforcement and education program. The fatalities occurred in Nebraska and Ohio. Officials say, fortunately, Iowa did not experience a fatal collision during the I-80 challenge. Motorists surveyed in Iowa reported a noticeable increase in the law enforcement presence along Interstate 80 and complimented the use of the Iowa Department of Transportation's dynamic message boards to stress safety. Over the next several days, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau will receive data from each of the participating agencies, covering more than a dozen categories. Once the data is collected, a comprehensive report will be released both to the public and to the state and federal partner agencies. That report will include detailed information concerning the number and types of collisions, enforcement outcomes, criminal activity, and commercial vehicle involvement. News time is 8:01.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
Well, gasoline prices in Iowa rose an average of 15 cents a gallon last month, and one industry analyst says it's a toss-up for what may happen to pump prices this month. Gail Weinholzer, a spokeswoman for AAA of Iowa, says an increase in demand usually means a spike in prices, and August is a busy month for travel.
There are a lot of people that are doing their last-minute summer vacations, packing up the kids and the dogs and heading out to national parks and those sorts of things. So demand is usually quite high in August, which doesn't cause us any problems so long as there are no refinery issues or hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico that cause any disruption.
Weinholzer says the weather in the southern U.S. can be a big factor in gas price fluctuations in the Midwest and nationwide.
We've seen in the past how destructive hurricanes can be in the Gulf of Mexico, affecting oil rigs and refineries. So we'll want to keep one eye on the Gulf as we travel this last part of the summer in August to make sure that there aren't any constricted supplies due to any late summer hurricane.
Last summer, gasoline prices in Iowa were about 12 cents a gallon cheaper than now. As to where the prices will go in the month ahead, Weinholzer says that's hard to predict.
It is very difficult because it's so much determined by weather-related. You know, we saw with Hurricane Katrina and the devastation that it had 8 years ago. So it's very important that the oil refineries and the rigs and the platforms and those sorts of things in the Gulf not be disrupted during this heavy demand season.
The current average for a gallon of unleaded gas in Iowa is $3.59, and that's 4 cents below the national average. The U.S. Department of Labor has fined Hy-Vee, Fairway, and other grocery stores in Iowa and Nebraska nearly $130,000 for violating child labor laws. The Des Moines Register reports that the Labor Department announced the fines on Thursday. We want to stress that none of the stores in question are located in the KJAN listening area. The department says the violations included allowing workers under the age of 18 to perform hazardous jobs that are prohibited. That included loading or operating power-driven paper balers, meat slicers, bakery machines, and motor vehicles. No underage workers were injured. The Labor Department report says Hy-Vee was assessed $68,200 for 27 violations at 7 stores, while Fairway was assessed nearly $20,000 for 13 violations at 8 stores. The violations would have happened since October of 2011. Representatives of Hy-Vee and Fairway say the stores are committed to maintaining a safe environment for their young workers. The historic Hotel Patti in Perry has abruptly closed, but city officials hope that it will reopen soon. Perry City Administrator Butch Neibauer told the Des Moines Register that the plush 40-room boutique hotel closed after the Raccoon Valley Bank took possession of it. The bank held the loan on the property. Neibauer said that an interim hotel management company will likely operate the 100-year-old hotel until a buyer is found. Howard and Roberta Amundson gave the hotel a $10 million restoration before reopening it in 1997, but it lost money and closed in 2006. The Hotel Patti LLC bought the hotel in 2008 for $1.5 million. The City and Perry Economic Development Group also agreed to pay the company $150,000 annually for 5 years. Neibauer said that the subsidy ended on June the 30th. The State Board of Education took the first step Thursday in allowing school districts to set their school calendars based on hours of instruction instead of the current requirement that of a set number of days. The move was overshadowed Thursday by the discussion of changing the school start date, but the Department of Education's interim director, D.T. McGee, says it's important.
That's a significant and fundamental change for the state of Iowa.
He says the change can open up a lot more options for districts.
180 school days were what school districts were required to have students in attendance. And so the move to 1,080 hours, and that was based on a 180-day school year at 6 hours of instructional time per day. And so to change to that will give districts some flexibility that they haven't had previously.
The change could have its biggest impact for districts that have to make up days where school was canceled by snow.
So if a district has 3 or 4 snow days, they could add time onto their schedules towards the end of the year and finish when their calendar is set to finish. So it's something that districts requested for flexibility as it relates to snow days and other calendar options that they weren't able to consider with the hard and fast rule of 180 school days.
Under the new option, for example, a district could hold classes for only 4 days a week by making the time in school on those days longer. McGee said that schools would still be able to stick with the old option.
They'll submit a request to the department or state their intention of which method they want to go with, whether it's 180 days or 1,080 hours.
The change still has to go through a public hearing and be considered by a legislative review committee before it would go into place. McGee says if everything is moved ahead without any concerns, it could be ready to implement by the 2014-2015 school year.